You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. It's 9:47 here on the west coast of America. And somebody sent me an email and said, hey, Matt, could you go over where we can get the documentary? Yes. The documentary is called Bravo! Common Men, Uncommon Valor. And it's well done, right? It's a documentary by Ken and Betty Rogers. So check it out. And that's what the little soundbite you heard earlier, that comes from that. Joining me now is my youngest sister, Susan. Susan, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You're what?
I'm well.
You're well?
I said I'm well. Okay. I'm well, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it sounded odd. First of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Are you excited about Thanksgiving? You don't sound excited.
It's my favorite holiday.
I know.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you be? Are you hosting? Are you doing anything special? Anything different? What? Tell me about.
Yes, I'm doing something different, and I am hosting. And I'm cooking dinner with my three sons, so that'll be fun. Everybody has assignments, but for the first time ever, I'm brining the turkey.
Oh, that's a big deal. What kind of solution are you using?
It's in my phone. I can't. It's like water, kosher salt.
And sugar.
Some herbs, and you do it for 10 hours. But you have to be careful what kind of turkey you get, because some turkeys, like if you get a kosher turkey, it's already salted. So you got to make sure you don't already have a salty turkey.
Are you getting a kosher turkey?
No, no, but when I went to the store yesterday, I had my list. I double printed my list, and my youngest and I went, and he was so embarrassed because I put clip art. I felt like a turkey on the list, and happy Thanksgiving. But there were only five turkeys left.
At the store?
I didn't even want to do a big one. I wanted to do like a 12-pounder. I had to get a 16-pounder.
That's not that big.
I didn't want to do a 20. Anyway, I
why not?
I'd be surprised if they...
Turkey...
Do they run out?
Turkey is...
Getting turkeys in?
Turkey's leftovers, my own opinion, they're the best leftovers ever. No?
Yeah, no.
At least I always thought they were. Turkey with gravy and a little bit of stuffing a couple of days later. Oh, that stuff's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Guess, ask me who my surprise guest is.
Who's your surprise guest?
Our Father.
Our Father who art, maybe not in heaven?
Our Father.
Who art, maybe not in heaven? He's a surprise guest?
Not yet. He is a surprise guest.
How exciting. How did you arrange that?
So I went from cooking from 4 to 6.
That's exciting. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
He'll be excited. He will be excited, no, because he gets to eat our mom's food.
Exactly. He told me that once. He missed her cooking a lot.
The only nice thing I think he ever said after they separated. But our mom, known as Corporal Punishment Kathleen here on the program, she could rip it. In fact, I mean, one of the great parts of my life is my ex-wife, she took all my wife's recipes, and so I've eaten my mom's food since the time I was a kid.
All your mom's recipes, you said wife.
Yeah, and all her mom's recipes. In fact, meaning my grandmother's recipes. But my mom's, for instance, her gravy recipe for Thanksgiving, to die for. Her cherry pie is the best cherry pie you've ever eaten in your life. And I have chefs that will tell you that. Okay.
Really? I can't do either of those. I'm not, Kathleen is like like smoking her Parliament, just shaking her head at me because I bought ready-made crust. I did. I bought ready-made crust for my pies. That's like a sin. I know.
Oh, my God.
I'll work on that now that my nest is empty. I'm going to do pie training this next year.
Well, you should call Susan because she makes crust better than Mom did.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. I mean, it's and I try to emulate it. But I'm not as good as Susan's pie crust is great, absolutely great.
And Jack is making our pie, so maybe I'll have Jack and I will call Susan.
No, you should. She crushes it. Absolutely. She made one.
She can walk us through it.
Yeah, Patrick got home last week, and then we had his birthday on Sunday, and he wanted a cherry pie, not a cake. So then he was leaving to go to Baltimore today to spend Thanksgiving with his girl, and so we had everybody over, and we grilled steaks last night.
Oh, that's nice.
And she brought the cherry pie. She said, she called me, do I need to bring anything? I said, bring the cherry pie. She's like, all right.
So you celebrated his birthday last night?
No, Sunday, but we had leftover cherry pie. And so we just celebrated because we weren't going to, we're to the winds now on Thanksgiving. And with our two sons will be on the East Coast, and then the two girls out here. So we had a little get together last night, a little soiree, and had dinner, and had my mom's cherry pie. But my mom has these dishes that she just crushed: steak in the bag, carrot casserole, pork chops, and the cool thing. Let me tell you that. Rice Krispie Chicken. The cool thing about my mom's recipes is that they're not very complicated now that I cook them. That's why she could sit in the kitchen and drink Vin Rosé in a jug that was underneath the in the cupboard by Ernest and Julio Gallo and Smoker Parliaments and then knock it out of the park. But the food is it's Susan, is Mom the best cook you've ever met in your life?
She's like, she's good.
Oh my God.
She's good, but she didn't do everything right.
Are you hemming and hawing? Are you hemming and hawing on that?
She didn't do lamb right. She didn't do lamb right. She overcooked her lamb, and I never knew that until I started cooking it.
I'll tell you what.
Lamb should be pink. Hers was dark gray.
That takes a
lot. Overcooked her lamb, but other than that.
If she heard that.
It made her.
She would be indignant with you right now.
She'd get mad at me.
She would.
But what? It wasn't. It was just her dedication to dinner every night. Like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter who was home, whatever, she had dinner every night at the dining room table. That was cool.
Kathleen. And
so.
And she could.
Somebody asked me the other day what my favorite room in a house would be. What's your favorite room in a house? It was like out of a book of questions. And I said, the dining room, because of my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She loved the dining room.
I would say
she loved eating in the dining room.
I would say the kitchen.
Because
the kitchen was always more fun than the dining room. The dining room was where you sat down and ate. But, you know, in the kitchen, I heard these two idiots on the radio talking yesterday about should parents be arrested for smoking in the car. I was like, ooh, Kathleen. she going to San Quentin then. We were raised like that. And, I mean, to think in airplanes, right? You used to be able to smoke in airplanes. How crazy is that? And then, but then they were like, well, should the cops be able to? And one guy was like, yes, I think the cops should be able to pull you over. The host was like, the cops should be able to pull you. Okay, for smoking. What happens if you're feeding them really fat food that's unhealthy? Should they be able to come get you for that, too? Like, where does it end?
We used to drive from Sacramento to San Francisco with that car sealed up and her chain smoking all the way.
And not think twice about it. That was our mom. It was normal for us.
Yeah. Actually, cigarette smoke is comforting to me because of that.
I hate it.
Really? I don't mind it.
Oh, I hate it. Whenever I'm around it now, to me, because I'm never around it, it's like, oh, my. I remember some immigrant smoking at Santa Monica Beach like a year or two ago. and I could smell the smoke, and it was like, just like insulting to my nostrils. I was like, who's doing this? And so then, of all things, it was like some Arab-looking dude, like typically, because Europe still smokes like a chimney. Yeah, some Arabic-looking guy. He's probably Hispanic.
Your
right?
kids don't smoke, do they?
My kids?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who the hell smokes these days? Nobody smokes. Do you know anybody that smokes legitimately?
I do.
Here's a text message. I remember the dining room with her elegant dinners and her lighted candles.
Who says that?
Don't worry about it. Somebody who obviously knows our mom and was in that dining room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kathleen, when we would have proms and stuff like that, she would host dinner, so none of us would. I don't think I never went out for a prom, you know, junior prom, senior ball, or anything with any of my dates to dinner. My mom would have, like, a group of us over, and we'd come over to the house, and we'd take pictures, and she would serve something, rack of lamb or whatnot, in our dining room, and save us all a lot of money, and eat good food, too. So that was.
She didn't do that for me, though. That's okay.
Well, because you're like last. You were the youngest kid, and like.
Just tired. Just
yeah,
tired.
Whatever.
You guys wore out.
Yeah, I told you. You came like during the turmoil.
During the what?
During the turmoil. I was there when it was happy. Happy land. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. You showed up. Yeah, it wasn't happy, happy land anymore. I'll tell you that. And so it impacted her. You know, she's a woman.
I think I caught the beginning of the end.
You do. You were clueless. You were clueless during happy, happy. You were just a little doofus rolling around, drinking your Pepsi in your bottle, and your teeth rock. That was you.
Nice. She'd be arrested today for sure.
Now you have a daughter in Ireland. Will she celebrate Thanksgiving, or does she say, "That's so provincial. I don't celebrate American holidays while I'm here." What does she do?
No, she has a good friend visiting right now, and she is supposed to meet her friend like in Galway. But she is immersed in writing 2 12-page papers for school, mm-hmm. and so she's not going to do anything. No, she's not going to celebrate it. But she's friends with a group of American people over there that if she wanted to, she could do Thanksgiving dinner. But I think she's just going to be writing her papers. And she is kind of sad. She was mean to me the other day. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm kind of sad.
Well, it's wherever you. I will say this: wherever I've ever been on Thanksgiving, you know, especially in the United States military, they always try really hard to make it like home. I remember in Afghanistan, there was these. It looked like a pineapple dragon. It was made out of pineapple skins, and you walked into the chow hall and like, oh, that's a turkey. And they had
what?
Yeah, you know, you have you know, people that were from the workers that were there. Where were they from? They were from India. They were from Nepal, and they had signed up to work for contracting companies that were working for the American Department of Defense, and a lot of them did food service. So they came and they lived in Afghanistan, and they ran our chow halls. They don't understand. Mm. They don't understand Thanksgiving. What? Okay, here's what you got to do. We got to turn these pineapples and make them look like a turkey. Like, what is a turkey? We do not know. And so you'd walk in, but they tried really hard, and you'd appreciate it. And somehow or other, the Department of Defense gets turkey all over the world, and you're with friends, and it's not the same certainly as home, but you know what? I mean, it's certainly a lot better than nothing. So, Thanksgiving, wherever I've been, around the world has always been pretty cool. Hold on, here's an email question for you. Max, so this is your little sister. Here's a family question for each of you. What is the best quality that each of you has.
Mm.
And then the next sentence. So Mac, let me break this down for you Barney style. To you, what is the best quality of your younger sister? That's, she's happy. She tends to be happy. She's a happy girl. She's not unhappy very much. And she most often makes other people happy around her. So, and she's done that since she was a little kid. She's always been a happy person. So there you go. Boom!
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. What's my best quality? Go ahead, say it. I know it's hard. There's so many of them.
I would say from when I was very young, what I liked the most was your sense of humor.
I am funny. Everybody
funny.
Knows that.
Not all the time.
Yes, all the time.
You cross the line. But
I
most
am
of the
funny.
Time,
funny.
You're really funny, and you could make me laugh out loud.
Exactly.
I always thought your sense of humor was really funny.
Exactly.
I feel like I got my sense of humor a little bit from you.
You did. We all know that.
Yeah.
The and I'm not just like brotherly funny. I'm like professionally, like I could be funny for a living, kind of funny. Yeah. Hey, hello.
You introduced me to National Lampoon.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that since mm-hmm. I probably looked at it with you. But it back when you're a teen,
Monty Python.
I'm not a Monty Python guy. I'm like the,
you used to be.
Well, some of their stuff, like some of it's way too like cerebral and like, all right, just get out of here with that stuff. I like some of it, not all of it. I'll end it with that. Okay, what are you doing for the rest of the day? You're running errands. What's your next errand you're running?
I'm running errands. I'm at the Home Depot now. I'm getting getting luminaries to put little sand and candles in it to put up my steps.
Whoa. Everybody loves those.
And I'm hosting a party Friday night for about 50 people.
Ooh.
So I'm a little bit more focused on that than I am my turkey brine. I need to focus on dinner tomorrow night.
Hey, let me tell you, that's a recipe for a disaster.
I know. But then I got to do what I'm doing Saturday. There's an old movie theater in Franklin, Indiana. It's a little town south of Indianapolis. It was built in 1922. It still has the orchestra pit where the band played for the orchestra played for silent movies, you know?
That's awesome.
And they still have the cement, the cement, what would you call that, where they, projection room.
Ooh.
Because celluloid would catch on fire, like in Inglorious Bastards. You had to have a cement.
Really?
Yeah, and every, it's a really cool theater, and before every movie, they play the national anthem and they show the flag waving.
I love that.
And people stand up and, you know, for the national anthem. And so they do Hollywood classics and like, you know, they'll do a Hitchcock weekend. And so starting from now until Christmas, they do Christmas movies and they sell out every year. So about a month ago, I bought 30 tickets to see Home Alone Saturday night.
And so you and 30 of your closest friends are going?
I invited my new family, but not everybody could come. So right now I'm putting it out there to all my friends and my kids, making my sons go, and they're excited.
All right. Oh my God. Okay. That's my younger sister, Susan. Hey, I'll call you back in 60 seconds. All right.
Okay. Bye, Michael.
Bye. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, my God. From Montana, man, the kitchen is the best place in the house. It is. It's always the most fun place. It's the center of the center of the world, man. The kitchen in your home. I was raised as a beer runner for the chief of police, high school football coach, and my grandfather, who would hang out and BS for 4 days a week. I want to hear that conversation. Yeah, no kidding. Nah, that's home, right? Those are the things that make you feel like home. Awesome. Too funny. Too funny. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Let me thank Joey Perazzo for coming on and explaining C2 stuff. That is the aircraft that crashed. And, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the three missing sailors. And hopefully they're found. Keep their families, you know, the day before Thanksgiving. That's brutal. That's brutal. So hopefully everybody gets found. But honestly, a miracle that eight, when you ditch a fixed-wing aircraft into the ocean, that eight of the 11 got out, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's not, you know, it's, which doesn't, again, I've been in a situation, this exact situation that those families are in, wondering, does that person belong to me? And it sucked. It was a horrible day. Until you get a phone call that says, it's not him. And right after you go, right after you think, oh my God, thank God, and you get happy, in the next second you're thinking, there's three families that are going to get other news. And again, in this instance, there's three families that, you know, hopefully they find them, but potentially three families that on Thanksgiving. I remember 2004, we had two Marines get killed on Thanksgiving Day in Fallujah, and I just thought, there ought to be a law against this kind of shit, man. This is horrible. That some place in the United States, there's two families that are getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. And by the time this news gets there, by the time the Caicos get, you know, spun up, and, you know, will it be Thanksgiving Day? That's so not right that on Thanksgiving Day that there's this electronic thunderbolt headed your way. So, anyway, it sucks. Your sister thought she was off the air. That was fucking hilarious. You should have let her keep going. Come on now. I don't need that going over the air. Oh my God. And you know what? The best part is, I'll have to delete that from the tape that plays, but the replay. But I'll have that forever. That little piece of evidence. Mm-hmm. Committed to the digital age. All right. My thanks to Joey Perazzo for coming on. And since my boy Knowles tells me, hey, I can't come on this morning, Mac. I'll be in a simulator. I'm an FAA guy, blah, blah, blah. And you're on from 7 to 10. I'll be in a simulator that entire time. Who do you think sends a text message at 7:30? Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Knowles does. I'm like, I said I need 10 minutes. Yeah, don't think that didn't go in the book. That act of aggression, don't think that will go unchecked. So noted. So I called my boy Joey Perazzo, who does great stuff. Retired major, United States Marine Corps, F-18 guy. So if you're just tuning in, don't touch that dial. Joey will be back here momentarily, and he will go ahead and explain the C-2, what it does on an aircraft carrier, and then if those things go in the water, you know how that would happen, and awesome stuff. And so you'll hear that momentarily. So don't touch that dial. And then my thanks to Ken Rogers. If you tuned into the third hour, the Ken Rogers interview is awesome. And we talk about documentary filmmaking. We talk about the Vietnam PBS series. Then we talk about Quezon. And you'll get to hear a clip out of the Quezon documentary that he made. and that's awesome. It talks, this dude comes on, and he's talking about being in this OP with three other Marines. They're asleep, and he hears something, and a North Vietnamese patrol is, like, on top of him, and he's trying to reach for his rifle, but he doesn't know if he can get to it, and he's trying to get to it to take it off safe. And then with that, one of the Vietnamese, the North Vietnamese soldier, steps on his arm. And for them, that's the beginning of the Battle of Khe Sanh. You'll hear that. And then you'll hear Ken Rogers talking about suicide. And that's a pretty cool little piece of it, too. Don't kill yourself. So anyway, on this Thanksgiving Day, don't be afraid to reach out to your battle buddies and let them know that you still care about them, that you're still there for them. Unlike Knowles, who wasn't there for me today. Yeah, I'm not happy about that. But on a serious note, have a great Thanksgiving. Allman Radio will be recorded tomorrow. But on Friday, hour one will be live. And more of it might be live. It depends what kind of mood I'm in. So have a great Thanksgiving. This program repeats itself right now on a Wednesday. Allman Radio, over and out.